Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Tesvov. Just wanted to go back and point out a few things from yesterday's daf. On your Yudal, we had the Maisa with Yehuda ben Bovo, who was Moiser Nefesh. So the Rishonim already discussed a little bit, is a person allowed to be Moiser Nefesh for Mitzvah's Aseh? So you know there are three, we'll learn later in Ben Sarmar about the Sugi of Yaharag Valyavor. But what about to be Moiser Nefesh to do a positive mitzvah? So Kesef Mishnah writes, yes, you see it's a raya from the story with Rabbi Yehuda and Bava, that he was Moiser Nefesh to give smicha to the Talmidim. The Ram learns no. The Ram argues, says, no, you're not allowed to be Moiser Nefesh for mitzvah's assay. Aye, so what's he going to do with our Gemara? So he says that our Gemara's exceptions for one or two reasons, either because he was a Gavra Rabba, and a Gavra Rabba, in fact, could do such a thing, or perhaps it's for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Derabim. That already you could be Moiser Nefesh for. So the way it came to this is a question was asked to Zilberstein. It's brought down in Chishukei Chemed on Daf Yud Daled. So he has the question: Yesh hasra al chashash lepigua ha'imut l'nisol l'sham kedei l'imsor shir. So it was a wartime and there was a danger zone. Bombs were falling, and then they asked the Shaila: Is the Rav allowed to go and give the shir? Certainly, we couldn't require him to go do that. But if he wanted, it could be Moiser Nefesh and go in danger's life to go give the shir while the bombs are falling. So at the end, he does allow him to. But I just wanted to read the very last paragraph. He quotes a Zohar from this week's parsha, Parshas Veschonin. Anybody who strives for the Torah, when not afraid of anything above or below, even if he had a gezeira misa on him, chas v'shom, it'll be mevatel him. Next mesecht after Sanhedrin in the daf, shehatora meshul ir miklat, the Torah is compared to ir miklat. Hamagina Allah of Mikotzar, who would protect the person. So it's not a nice Mar welcome to share on yesterday's daf Yadal, and now we pick up three lines. Third white line. Here we go. The Hegdeshos Bishlosha. So we had, if you wanted to be Makdish something, so you had to have three Dayanim. Masniz in Deloki, Haitan, and the mission is not going like the following Tanyan, following Braisa, the Tanya, Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Omer, Afilu Tsinor Shel Hegdesh, Tzricha Asar ben Odom, Lifdoisa. So even if you had like a small like fork, something like that, he holds you need 10. Mishnah said you needed 3. So Omer Le, Rav Papa Labaye, Papa says to Abaye, Bishlim of the Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, the Omer Kishmuel. Okay, so Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov is going like Shmuel. So what's Shmuel's din? It's a little bit of background that the Torah writes in Bichukoisai about being Makdish. It talks about three different things. It talks about Erechin, which is the value of a person, Metaltalin, which is physical properties, and the Karka, which is land. Now, in order to understand the name of Shmuel, after the Torah goes through the halachah of Erechin, it writes three times the word Kohen. The next topic it talks about is Metaltalin, to be Makdish that. Again, it says the word Kohen three times there, so it's a total of 6. And then when it comes to Karka, there it uses the Kohen word the 4 times. So 3 by Erechin, 3 by Metaltalin, 4 by Karka, and that gives us 10. So now, let's go back in the Gemara, to Omer Shmuel, Asar Kohanim Ksuvin Beparsha. The word Kohanim is written 10 different times when you add them all up. Again, 3 with Erechin, 3 with Metaltalin, 3 with Karka. So that makes sense. El Rabbanan Shloshim and Alahu. But according to the Rabbanan, where do they get this? You know, this idea that you can only use with 3. We understand very well that Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, so Elazar ben Yaakov, it would 10, because that's how many times it's written. So behu shlosha karkos. If you can tell me, yeah, it's written 3 times by karka. Dechsib behu arba. It's really written 4 times by that. So tiske ba'arba. So if that was our default value, you just look to see how many times it's written, so then by karka it should be 4. Vechitim hachinam, you can say, yeah, that's true. So alama tanan hakarkos tisha the coin. So what do you need? 9 and a Kohen. You know, if you're like, it's right, 3 for this, and 3 for this, and then just the lowest number that's used, so you say it's 4, but it's not. It's 9 plus a Kohen. So Elamai, what do you have to say? Demashlimi behu asara. Now, when it says 10, that means that is the completion of it. Hekdeshos demashlimi behu shito, liboy shito. So then, if you add them up, meaning, if you're going to tell me the karka really is 10, because that's the whole higher Matthew of 3 by Erechin, 3 times coin by Metaltalin, and then 4 by Karka. So what if we stop there? What if we were to pause and not go on to the level of Karka and just say, let's go to Erechin and Metaltalin? If it's being a cumulative total, right? It's going, so 3 Kohanim for Erechin, then 3 more, because it says by Metaltalin, she needs 6. That's what the Gemara asks. Hek deshos demashlime behu b'shito, since we're up to 6 times the word Kohen, we boy shito, then you should need 6 dayonim to do, to evaluate how much the metallicals were. So it's Kasha. Yeah, you're right. That's it's a difficulty. So it's important just to point out that whenever the Gemara uses the word Kasha, it doesn't mean that it's he shlugged them up. It doesn't say Tiyufta, it says Akasha. But Akasha means there is an answer. So the Meforshim just struggle, and they explain a little bit. When you say the number 3, that's the standard number for a Beis Din. We know this, okay. But Karka didn't have that. Karka changed the number to 4 already. So once already you see that the number is different, so we have to treat it differently. So what is the difference? That difference is that it's a culmination of all of them, which means i.e. 10, right? So that's why it works out well, because Karka doesn't necessarily have a set price, right? Mashenke Metaltlin, you could evaluate it with that. So that's one of the ways that the Meforshim work out to try to answer up when it says Kasha, why you didn't need 6 for Metaltlin. Okay, the more comes to Erechin, my Erechin, HaMetaltalin. So what does it mean? It means the Erechin and the Metaltalin, Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, but Omer, Erech Kli Ze Alai. According to the way Rav Gidol, Omer Rav says that it's, a person says that I want the value of this Kli, that's what I'm going to volunteer to contribute to the Beis HaMikdash. The Omer Rav Gidol, Omer Rav, and we're on Omer Aleph. Omer Erech Kli Ze Alai. A person says, this value of this Kli, this fork, whatever, I will pay. No sin damav. He pays that money to the Beis HaMikdash. My time. What's the reason? Because Adam Yodea she'ein erech l'kli. A person knows that there's no technically really value to that. V'gom v'om l'shum domim. Right? So, and he says that he realizes he wants to give the money for that. So, Mishum Hachi Noisim Domav, because that's the reason why he gives the money instead. Rashi says in the top line, HaOmer, Erechli Zealai Noisim Domav, Kemoshehu Shava. And he wants to pay how much it's worth. Diodea Hu She'ein Loima Loshen Erech Lekli. Right? Erechin is a Shaykh to talk about people. There's no set amount. So gom of omer l'shem domim. It really means he's giving the value. This is the key part of Rashi. De ein adam motzi devar v'levatola. He wouldn't say something for no reason. So the fact that he did say something, we have to figure out what exactly he meant. Right? Okay. The Gemara says, v'hai erchin ha-metaltalin, erchin shel metaltalin miboyle. If this is the way you're explaining it, again, Rav Gidol Amar Rav, so it doesn't mean the erchin of metaltalin, it means the erchin of the metaltalin, the value of that kli. So yeah, the Gemara says, okay, you're right, today change it and teach erchin shel metaltalin. That's how you have to change it. It's the value of metaltalin, of the property. So second answer, Rav Chizda Amar Ravini, no, we're talking about when you do hatfasa, when you're associating the value of it. Hi, erochin metaltalin. So it should say metaltalin shell erochin miboile. So again, the lashon doesn't work out so well. So again, the girl's masking today, so change it. Metaltalin shell erochin. So the Oroch Lanier and others explained that the Rav Chisda didn't like Rav Gidol's pshat because it changed the text, but he's also had to have a little bit of a different change as well. Okay, third answer. Rabbi Abahu Omer Ba'oimer Erechi Alai. When a person says the Erechi will be on me, Bo Kohen Lig Bois Mimeno Metaltalin. So now if the Kohen's going to come to... The guy doesn't have enough money to pay. So the Kohen's going to come to collect if he's going to take his metaltalin b'shlosha. So he needs, you have to have 3 dayanim to come and figure out, okay, so the guy didn't have the money to pay for his value, so we're going to take his property. Karkos, we take his land, that's ba'asara. So then you have to have 10 to come to evaluate that. I understand that to take it out of the hekdesh, you need 3. Elahu hekdesh shlosha lamali, but in order to bring it into it, to give it an aliyah, to bring it into the concept, right? If you want to take it out, fine, but to bring it in, shlosha lamali. What do you need? What do you need 3 for that? Right.
Rashi says, Bishleim lafuki mehekdesh kigon de Rav Gide of Rav Chista, who the boy Shlosha. Tekeven chal of hekdesh lo nipuk ad shiftu b'shavi. So that's why you have to have the three got there. Okay. Omr le svarahu. So Ravina says back, it's a svara. What is it? Mali leo, mali lafuke. What is it? What difference does it make to me whether I'm bringing it in or I'm taking out? Lafuke my time. If I want to take something out of hekdesh, what's the reason? Domatoi. Maybe you're going to make a mistake. It's very logical. When you want to bring it into Hekdesh, you want to give it an aliyah, you want to bring it up. So maybe you also make a mistake there. So it makes sense that you have an evaluation by the three dayanim. Rav Yehuda Oimer, the next part of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says, when figuring out you have to have a coin, right? So Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, Bishlomo L'Rav Yehuda, Hayne Dichsiv Kohen, El Rabon and Kohen Lamalhu. So, just the Gemara is the famous Bishlema Ella. Bishlema always means I'm Bishalom, I'm at peace, I'm fine with the first half, but Ella, rather, my second part is problematic. So again, Bishlem Rabbi Yehuda the Hayin Dichsiv Kohen. I understand Rabbi Yehuda very good. It works because he says in your coin Ella Rabbonin, but the Rabbonin, talk. Why do you have a coin? So it says again, it's a kasha. It's a kasha here. So the Yad Ramah says that maybe when it says the word coin, that would be lechatchila. The Yad Ramah says that would be lechatchila to have a kohen, but it wouldn't be ma'akiv. You know, it would be nice if you could get a kohen there, but it's not necessarily, it wouldn't be the end of the world if you didn't. Okay, then, hakarkois tish of a kohen, you have to have nine of them plus one is a kohen. So, minah hanimili, what's the source for this halacha? So, Amar Shmuel, asar kohan of kesuv in parsha. Again, parsha is b'chukosai, perek chavzayin, the end of Sefer Vayikra. So chad legufe. So one time that the word is kohen is used for the basic halacha itself to tell me that I need to have a kohen. Hanachavi miut acher miut, and then everyone after that is a miut acher miut. The rule is a miut acher miut el rabos, and then when you have one miut after another, it's really coming to include something. The filutesh of Yisrael ve'echa kohen, that one of them. Meaning you could have even nine of them could be regularly Yisrael, and one of them would be a coin that would work for the karkos. Maskiv la ravuna, breid ravan nason. So is that really true? One second. If you're telling me that everything is a miyad achar miyad, so ema chamisha kohanim, v'chamisha Yisrael. So really, if I use your logic, it should be five and five. So to speak out, what is his kasha is like this. The first time it uses the word kohen, good. Now I know I need a kohen. But the second time is a miyad achar miyad, so I don't need a kohen. I need a Yisrael would be fine. So that's the second time. The third time teaches me the word kohen. Okay, so now the fourth time he uses the word is, again, another miyad achar miyad. So the fourth time is a Yisrael. So it goes through a fifth time kohen, sixth time Yisrael, etc. And at the end of the day, when you have the 10 times kohen, each one is a miyad achar miyad. Each one is coming to say that you don't necessarily need to have a kohen, so it should come out to be five and five. That's his kasha. The word says, yeah, kasha, it's a difficulty. It is a difficulty. Okay. V'adam kayotze bohen. And if a person is done in the same way, Adam mikadosh, right? Could a person really become hektish? Om Rabbi Abahu ba'omer damai alai. No, my value is on me to donate to the Beis Hamikdash. Titanya ha'omer damai alai shomer oso ke'eved hanimkar b'shuk. So if a person says I'm going to give my value, so we evaluate the person like an eved. Machlokus b'shon, what type of eved we're talking about here? The machlokes is whether are we talking about an Eved Kanaini, right? Or are we talking about an Eved Ivri? So it'd be a little bit more mistaba to say probably an Eved Kanaini, because the Gemara continues says right now, the Eved itakash lekarkos. So there's a hekesh between Eved and Karka. So it makes sense to say that, but again, there are chronim, well, shown already on both sides, whether the Eved we're talking about is Kanaini or an Eved Ivri. Boy, Revavin, Seir Ha'omid Ligzois. Bekama, kegozus dami b'shlosha, o b'mechum dami uvasara. So Avin had a kasha. When you have hair that's about ready to be cut off, so do we look at it like it's already been cut off? It would have a din then of metaltalin, and therefore you'd only need three dayonim. Or no, maybe even though it's going to be cut off right now, it's still attached, and therefore it has a din like mechubar, a din like karka, and you would need 10 to figure out, to appraise what the value is. So Tashma, I'll answer your question. Hamakdish es avdo, if a person is makdish his eved, ein molin bo. There's no meila, because again meila doesn't apply to karka. Meila doesn't apply to karka. Okay, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer molin b'sa'aro. No, with his hair, then there would be a din of me'il like that. So it sounds like the hair is not really part of the karka. And they're arguing a case when it's about to be cut, but it's not. So it's ready to. So that's the machlokas right here. What is the status? If it has the status of it's already cut off, so then you'd be shy to talk about me'ila. But if it's not, if it's really like mechubra, so mechubra is like karka, and therefore you cannot be moil if with the hair. I heard an interesting question based on this. What would be the halacha be? Let's say like this: if on Yom Tov you didn't have a dalad minim, but they're ready to be cut off, so could you use them? Would you be able to cut them down? Because like you say, kol ha'oymed ligzos is going to be cut off. It's like it was done already. So therefore, maybe you really could use them. So no, he says because it says lekachtem lachem. So it teaches it has to already be detached. We wouldn't apply this svar over here. But I liked the question. Okay. Fight in the Gemara. Neimahani tanoi kahani tanoi. Let's say that's really this machlokes tanoim over here is like a machlokes el we found eswa. It's not Mishnah in Shavuos. Bemer oimer yesh devarim shehen kekarka ve'en kekarka. There are some things that in certain halachas have a status like karka, and there are certain things that it does not have a status like karka. Ve'nacham moedim lo. Nacham didn't moed. Ketzad. What's an example of this machlokes Bemer nachachamim? Eser gifonim to unos masarti l'chol. The guy says that I gave you over 10 grapevines. The halo oimer, and he says no, ain't yele chamish. So this is a classic case of moda b'miktsas, right? So Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir is mechayiv him. He has to take a shavu in this case. The chamim omrim kol hamachubik l'karka harehu kekarka. The Rabbonin said no, that anything that's attached to the land has a status like land, and you don't take, there's no modem mixus by karka, so therefore you wouldn't take a shavu in this case. So I want to say, that sounds like this machlokes between Rabbi and the Chacham, is the machlokes of Argamar. So v'om Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina ba'anovim ha'ondos libotzer askinon. We're talking about grapes that are about to be picked. Right, Marsaver Kibitzuros Domnian. This is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that they've already been plucked off, and therefore it's like a din of metatlin. Meaning it's omade. Therefore it's like it happened. Umarsaver. That's the Rabbanon. Lo Kibitzuros Domnian. No, it's not. That's the Havamin. No, Gemara says Lo. I feel the tame Rabbi Meir. I could even say Rabbi Meir's pshat in this. Ad kan lo ka'oma Rabbi Meir hosam. Rabbi Meir wouldn't say that much. Kol kama deshav kalahu. In the case where you know they stay on for longer, so mikhachkechoshe means that it gets weaker and weaker. So therefore, it's like you want it off. Avasaro, but your hair kol kamadish shavkaluhu avshvuche mashbach. It's a shavach. It's better to that. So therefore, we wouldn't necessarily say that. Remember, I would agree because we wouldn't say that hair that's about to be cut off is as if it's already been cut off. Because no, it's like you know, they borrow a term from Bishul, mitzdamik v'yafilo. The more it cooks, the better it is. The longer the hair is on, the more it is. Now we don't really use hair the way they did back then, but that's the. Their men's hair after it was cut was actually used for something. Okay. Then continues the Gemara Dini Nefashos. So we had a case of Dini Nefashos, whether it's you need 23. That was one of the major differences between a basin of 3, which can only din Dini Nefash, I'm sorry, Dini Momonos. But 23 or 71, they already are more higher level. They could be judging cases of Dini Nefashos, capital cases. So says the Gemara, Kaposik Vitani, you just taught it straightforward. Loshna Roveya, Zocher, Veloshna Roveya, Nakeva. Doesn't talk about whether that this animal had relations with a male or with a female. So Bishlem Roveya Nakeva, Dichsiv, Vaharagta, Esa Ishav, Esa Behema. So again, but this Bishlem Ella, I understand fine when it talks about a case with a woman, because it says, Beferish, you killed a woman. El Roveya Zochem and all. But how do you know that if a man and an animal had a relationship, so therefore that the you still kill the ox? So the pasuk says, "Kol shoychev im behema most yumas." Anyone who has relations with an behema most yumas will certainly die. Im einel inyan l'shoychev tenehul inyan nish lanishkav. And if it's not going to be talking about the one who causes it, the shochev who was active, then we'll do it for the nishkav, the one who was nifal, who was acted upon. There's one case where the man acted upon the animal, and there's one where the behema acted on the man. So v'apke rachmana b'loshen shochev. The Torah said it over in the lashon of lying down. La'akushe nishkav l'shochev, to make a hekesh, to compare and to connect the nishkav and the shochev, the one who was passive and the one who was active. Ma shochev, again. So the ma'af over here is a comparison sequence. Ma, which is true about this, af, so too is true about the next. Ma shochev hu vehemto be'asrim shlosha, what's true about the one who is shochev, who was active on the animal, so it's 23. So af nishkav, so to the one who was acted upon, hu vehemto be'asrim shlosha. So too, then the person and the behema are judged by a Beis Din of 23. Shor haniska be'esri mishlosha, shne'emar v'ashor yisake v'gam ba'alav yumas. So Mishnah says that the shor haniska, the one that's chay misa, so then him and its owner will be put to death. K'misa sabaylim, kach misa sashor. So whatever was going to be for the owner, so too, that's the same type of misa that's going to happen with the shor. So amalei ba'al rov mimai dehai v'gam ba'alav yumas. How do you know that this pasuk v'gam ba'alav yumas, l'chemisas bailim, kach misas ashor huda osa? How do you know? So ema on beis l'katola huda osa. Maybe the whole chiddush here is that the shore is going to be chayv misa in the first place. So im kein, Rav ends the bag. No, lichtov v'gam balov v'lishtok. That's all it should have written, and then it didn't say anything more than that, right? And it's not to be taken literally. But you learn that the death sentence of the ox applies to the person also. So ikos of Rachman Hachi. So if that's how the Torah would have written it, Zahavamina, I would have had the following assumption: Beskila, that you would have gotten the owner would have a chiyuv of skila. It's shor haniskal. So you compare the two. So one second, Beskila Sakadaitach. Is that really true? That'd be your Havamina, that you would have to have skila. Kotel ihu b'sayif. You know, if a person would kill himself, then he's killed with saif, right? Saif is one of the four types of misos we'll get to later on. A rotzeach gets saif, irni dachas gets saif, mori b'malchus gets saif. So the verse is like this: kotel ihu b'sayif, mamona b'skila. If he killed him himself, then you're gonna kill him with a sword. But if his momo, meaning his shor, kills, then he gets skila? It's not logical. It's not logical to assume such a such a harsher punishment for that when he himself didn't even do it. So do mahaydechsev rachmana yumas laakule ilavoi. So maybe it's come to give him a kula lafuki misayif lechenek, to take it down from saif into chenek. So Gemara says, ha nicha, that works. The man da omer chenek is chomer. Okay, el man da omer chenek kio. But if you learn the chenek is more is a lighter one, ma'ikla meimer. So then how do you explain that? Im kofer yushas olav. There's a kofer, a penalty payment is put on him. I think it's just ransom. If a ransom is put on him, isal gadaitach bar katolahu. If you're gonna tell me the guy is really chayiv to die, right? You're not allowed to buy your way out of a death penalty. So it can't be that way. So adrab, no. Fakir, the opposite is true. Mishum higufa. You need it for itself. And what I was about to explain. Kotel ihu lotiski le b'mamona. If he would have killed the person himself, then you're not going to allow him to buy his way out of it. El b'ketola, right? So that he has to get killed. Kotel shoro, but if his ox was killed somebody, lifrok nashe b'mamona. So then let him do a pidyon nefesh, let him pay out. El omer chizkiyo v'chein tanu debei chizkiyo, omer kra mos yumas hamake rotzeach hu. So the basically is like this: A retzichos so ata hargo, for his ritzicha, for being a murderer, he will get killed. Via tahorga al ritzichas shoro. But you're not going to kill him for his shor. Meaning he's not executed for that, only for his own self. Ibailu, they asked the question, shor sinai bekama. So this is talking about if, when the Klai Yisrael were standing on Har Sinai, so there was a prohibition for any animal to graze on the mountain. So the Gemara asks, what about a Shor Sinai? What if that animal would have what's it called, gone up? So mi gomer ar shah mi doros? Olo, do we learn out from that halacha to all the generations? From cases of Satosis and other Rishonim say, what do you mean? What kind of question is Madhavahava? What happened already is ancient history. Why do you have to tell me what the halacha would be from a shore that would have been at that time? It's done already. So they think, no, is that like a source for learning out for other areas as well? Or some I saw as a tier, it might be like just learning pshat in the pasuk. You know, I have to know what was the din at that time. Okay, Tashma, Tetani Rami Bar Yechezkel. Im behema im ish lo yichya, ma ish be'esim shlosha, just like a man, so af behema be'esim shlosha, so too the animal would also be judged by 23. Ha'ari ve'hazev. Amar Reish Lakish, hu v'hu shehemiso. This is talking about there where it's killed. Aval lo himisu lo. But if it hasn't killed, then you do not need the 23 day on him. So Alma Kasavi, see, he holds yesh lehen tarbus, that Reish Lakish holds that you could make them a very tame domesticated animal. V'yesh lehen balim, they could they might have owners. Rabbi Yochanan Omer afal pish lo himisu. Alma Kasavir ain lehem tarbus, ain lehem bailim. Rabbi Yochanan argues, says, no, the whole machlokes in the Gemara is not talking about only if they've killed, even if they haven't killed. So you see, why can you kill them? Because they can't be tamed, they can't be domesticated, they can't have an owner. You know, every now and then you see in these news these crazy stories of people who think that they can tame wild animals, and unfortunately they get very, very seriously harmed by that. A story that sounds harmless, like a chimpanzee they kept as like a pet, and he turned on them. They're so shocked because the animals is be'etzem, it's a behemoth. You can't tame these type of animals. And these pet tigers and pet panthers, people want all sort of exotic pets. And you hear these tragic stories every few years about the people get harmed by them. They can't understand why the pet tiger they were so nice to for all these years, and one day it just turns and attacks them. But that's the machloikis, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Then does an animal like this be'etzem, can it be tamed or not? Okay. Fight in the Gemara, Tanan. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Kol HaKodim Lahargo Zocha. Rabbi Elazar says, anybody who kills them is Zoycha in it. So, Bishlem, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Okay, I understand Rabbi Yochanan now. Lamai Zocha, Zocha La'aron. He gets to keep their skin, gets the hides. El Reish Lakish, Lamai Zocha. According to Reish Lakish, like, as we're talking in a case where they'd already killed, so what is he Zoycha to? Sekeim Jehemisu, right? Shevinhu Rabbon and Command the Governor Dinaihu, Be Isru Hanon Ninhu. So it's like this. The Rabbonin already give them like a status of ones who've already had a Gemar Din. And then once they have a Gemar Din, so then you can't have any Hanah from them. So there's an Isra Hanah that sets in. So my Zocha, what is this? What is this Zocha? Zocha L'Shemayim. He gets a lot of points in Shemayim for doing the right thing. Tanya Kivasid Reish Lakish. I have a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Echad Shor Shehemis Ve'echad Behemish Ve'chaya Shehemis Ube'esim Shlosha. Whether it's a shore that killed, or any other animal, a behema, right, or a behema is like you have a domesticated or an undomesticated, they need 23 day on him. Rabbi Elazar Omer says shor shehemis, if the shore killed already, be'esim shlosha. Ushaar behem of chayav shehemisu, any other behema, wild or domesticated animal that does kill, kol hakodim lahargo zochuhem l'shamayim. Anybody, it's like, you know, first come, first serve. Anybody, they're a walking target. You can just kill them. You can just kill them. So comes out that this whole idea of zocha is really just, you know, brownie points. It doesn't mean you're zochin getting the in the skins. There's no financial awards over here. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva, Haina Tanakama. So Rabbi Kiva, you said that you needed 23, so that's like the same thing as the Tanakama. So no, Ike Benaihu, the Nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva is a Nachash, is a snake. According to the Tanakama, so you'd also need a basin of 23. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, just like a Chaya Behema, anything, they're all in this, and even a Nachash could be killed without that. You know, just in the subject of killing and harming animals, so I think it's just kedai to point out the tshuva from the note of Yehuda. I think it's Yordea Yud, where he's talking about the whole idea of hunting for sport. Say, right, it's cruel to do this. He compares, he says, who are the hunters that we know about? Nimrod is a hunter, Esav is a hunter. He writes, this is not a Jewish sport. He discusses, could be perhaps a prohibition of Tsar Balei Chaim. Some say it's not Tsar Balei Chaim because that's you're killing it. Others hold that maybe it's Bal Tashchis. No, it's not Bal Tashchis because I'm going to be eating it. But at the end of the day, he comes up very, very strongly against hunting for sport, for entertainment. Obviously, the person needs food to eat, and it's a kosher animal, so then mutalach. But stamazoid, to go around shooting animals for no reason, is not necessarily a Jewish pastime. Okay, we'll stop here for today.